Hola, talks. Abi Togun. Welcome back to Empire Lifestyle. Here we're talking about business, relationship, real estate, and marriage. Let's get going. This very precise idea I'm sharing with you is why, because they spend 100 minutes with one person as opposed to spending 1 minute with 100 people. Okay. Keep in mind that the only way to make money in any business is to give out as much value as much as possible. The more value you bring into a marketplace, not to one person, the more value you bring to a marketplace, right, the more money you're gonna make. That's precisely how you make money, okay? So if you're busy in spending 100 minutes to one person, first of all, your value is declining with that one person as time goes into that 100 minutes, you know, because naturally, the more supply of something you have, the valueless it gets. That's basic economics, okay? The more supplies of your face you give to one person, the more declined in value it will be. On the same thing, of course. So you're trying to sell this one person on the same thing over and over, it declines in value. Now, there's a balance between making sure that this person, that you get the right amount of exposure. But the key word is right amount of exposure, because there's a certain point exposure gets to that it declines in value. It's called banner blindness, okay? You ever notice that you keep seeing that banner on that website, and then eventually you go blind to it, right? Let me give you an example. You're watching YouTube video and an ad comes up on YouTube. Naturally, you've seen enough of those things that naturally on an average, you want to go and skip. You can't wait to get to the skip and click on skip. That's called banner blindness, okay? It's a real thing in marketing. And like I said, everything is in between. You got to find out what's the right amount of exposure. How much exposure do I need? It's definitely not exposure to one person, like I was saying, in order to make something happen. We talk about digital. That means precise numbers, knowing exactly what you're trying to accomplish and exactly how you're going to make that happen, and not just throwing mud and hoping that something sticks, or throwing mud at the wall, hoping that something sticks. And that's what most people do, and that's why most people will not make money. Okay? So I hope that you're getting a clearer picture of what is digital marketing in real estate. Real estate, we already talked about real estate. It's roof over our head. There's no need for me to sell you on real estate. You know, so it's a matter of, are people going to do business with you or not? That's really what it comes down to, right? So people need to feel like they know you, like you, and trust you. But it's people. It needs to be more than one person. It's a market. It needs to be. So when you say marketing, right? Market, ING, right? At that point in time, you need to understand that you're doing it to a gathering of people. Now, let's talk about gathering of people, okay? Gathering of people, meaning people are already hanging out, okay? They're already hanging out. And where do people hang out right now? Either they're walking across the street, either they're about to do grocery, either they are at the laundry, they're busy doing something even at the laundry while they wait for their clothes. They are on the job. There's something that they pick up on and off throughout the job. Even if their job insists you can't touch your phone, they keep picking up the phone to check what? They check social media. They're checking WhatsApp. They're checking their text message. They're checking something on the internet. For the most part, they're not communicating. A lot of people do a lot of texting, but then they're switching back on screens on their phone. They're looking at Amazon. They're looking at shopping online. They're looking on social media. They're looking at something controversial that somebody said on Instagram. Basically, there's a gathering of people on social media at any point in time in the day. So guess where you probably should have your offer, whatever you are selling, because you're selling at the end of the day. At the very minimum, you're selling yourself or your time on a resume, right? You're selling at the end of the day. So where should you be busy exposing, giving it exposure, whatever you're selling? you probably guessed it right. It's probably, you probably should pay attention to social media and any form of digital marketing. Okay. You probably should pay attention to that. Okay. All right. So now with that being said, I got the 7 things that I want to share with you. Okay. That's basically the elements that are, that comes with precision. Okay. That, you know, there's some part of it you're responsible for, and then some part of it, you know, you're not exactly responsible for it. But either way, you know, you need the 7 things one way or the other to be aligned in order to create massive success from using digital marketing in your real estate or going digital with your real estate, okay? With your real estate endeavors, business, anything like that, okay? But I'm speaking to you wholesalers because that's my background. That's where I started from before I expanded out to everything else. And so I'm going to be talking to you because I feel like once I talk to you, the same ideology can be expanded across board. Now, of course, you do know what the 3 pillars are, right? So we have 3 pillars. By the way, I have a book called Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Make sure you go download it at smartrealestatewholesaling.com, okay? It's a book that explains the 3 pillars of a digital real estate business from scratch, real estate wholesaling, the 3 pillars, okay? And the 7 points I'm about to share with you is covered in 3 pillars in details, but let's just get through it. The first one is objective, okay? Objective, purpose, basically. So another word for objective in this context is purpose. You know, obviously, you know, you want to be purpose driven. Most wholesalers today, there's a flock, a big flock of wholesalers coming into the game. And if you are going to win in this game, you need to set yourself apart. You need to stand out. Okay, because everyone else is sending letters, everyone else is cold calling, everyone is doing, but how are you going to stand out? The way you're going to stand out is a precise objective, a precise purpose. You need to be purpose driven with every little aspect of this business, every step that you apply in this, you need to be purpose driven. Am I making sense? Purpose driven. Let's dig in deeper a little bit. If you're not purpose driven, you'll fall for anything. It's almost like when, you know, the saying that says, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. Okay. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Okay. So that's very, very important to understand. Let's see here. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So it's standing for something starts from something as simple as having a purpose. Okay. So in any given day, when you decide it's time to market, you want to stand for something. Okay. You basically want to stand like, I have a reason why I am about to send out this letter. I have a reason why I'm about to drive for dollars, which I hate. By the way, I have a reason, like it starts with that. But with digital marketing, it gets even better. Okay. It gets, you have an objective of starting from, I want people to download this book. I want people to fill out a form. I want people to call this number, right? So there's purpose, there's many purposes. Am I making sense right now? There's purpose. And there's many purposes, right? So basically, the ultimate purpose, you want to close a deal. You want to close your first deal, right? But there's a bunch of many purposes all in between that. Many objectives all in between that, right? And being able to bring that down to a science is key, okay? All right? And basically, you have a big objective, but you have all these different objectives that needs to be accomplished in order to get to it. Okay. So that's very, very important for you to understand in everything we're doing right now. So somebody's going to present to you, say, hey, just do this, do this, do that, do that, and then you close the deal. You want to be able to ask a question and say, hey, I do this, I do that, I do that. I close a deal. What do you mean I close a deal? What about this step? What about this step? What about this step? What about this step? Right? So you need to be able to travel the journey that an ideal prospect will go through from one thing to the other. And that's what this next six things I'm about to share with you, right? There's the seven pointers that I want to point you to, all right? But among the seven things, people will travel through a journey, right? And when they travel through a journey, there's certain step-by-step thing that they go through. And with digital marketing, you're able to be precise with what that is, okay? So there are objectives and there are mini objectives. There are objectives, there are mini objectives. The objective for you, you don't want to lead with that, right? You don't want to lead with what you want out of this. You want to close a deal. You don't want to lead with that. We kind of know that's obvious, right? But what is it that the audience that you're talking to wants, right? The audience that you're talking to, what is it that they want, right? So that's a good, beautiful leeway to the next point, the next thing that I want you to note that we're going to cover in this series. It's a part one of 8-part series, okay? You need to watch each one from beginning to end so that you can conceptualize what real estate wholesaling in the digital age will look like, okay? The leeway into audience. The next point, so we talk about objective, and the next point is audience, okay? Who is your ideal audience? What's the, some people say the avatar. What's the ideal person you would like to talk to, right? Obviously, that person is a motivated seller. We know that, right? But you need to be even a little bit more precise with that. You know, say, hey, a motivated seller. What exactly is making that person motivated? Come up with your very own particular person. Because if you come up with something precise, you'll be able to tell a better story. Because storytelling is going to be a big part of this, okay? You really tell a better story or paint a better picture of what that ideal prospect looks like. So it goes something like this. So for me, let me share mine with you. My ideal prospect, right, is retired, okay? They've been living in the property for a while, okay? Meaning 30 years. They have a decent amount of equity. That's third, okay? Now they are facing foreclosure. That's fourth, okay? Right? Okay? And they, in fact, are moving next week to Florida. We're in New Jersey. They're moving to Florida. They already rented an apartment. They just want to rest. Either to Florida or they're too old. They're moving to a group home where they're going to be taking care of older people's home, right? Right? That's five things. So you may come up with 5 to 7 things on that's your ideal audience. Okay? Right? So now, with respect to that, they also live in a geographical, particular geographical location. So there's a zip code attached to this person or their property or where they hang out or where they live at the moment. Right? There's a zip code. There's a city. Right? Well, zip code, city, potato, potato, city, zip code. Well, that's a state. That's an age group. So you may say, hey, you don't target people 25 to 40 because they're probably too smart and they're not willing to acknowledge their problem. You know, there are things like that. You know, so you don't want to waste your marketing dollars on that person. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you want, please, if you don't mind, can you please rate and review this podcast? You can rate it on your favorite platform. It could be iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, anywhere you're listening to this podcast, please rate it and let everyone else know about it. As a free gift, I do have a free gift, 2 of my books, my 2 most recent books, smartrealestatewholesaling.com is where you want to go to go get this book. Let me repeat that, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. You can find my first book, which is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and my second book, which is Real Estate Money Secrets. You can go to www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. That's S-M-A-R-T realestatewholesaling.com, all one word. I'll see you on the next podcast. Peace.